Are you tired of spending your time comfortable with the uncomfortable? Ready to finally step out and find your joy, your passion, and start really living? Then welcome to the Pro Growth Podcast. My name is Dan, and my goal is to connect with and inspire others to help you find the direction you should go. Welcome back to another episode of the Pro Growth Podcast. I'm so excited to be here. And as usual, I'm joined by the wonderful Elizabeth Fisher.
Well, hello, Dan. Good to be back. I'm looking forward to our conversation.
Yes, me too. We just spent a bit of time talking about how this one might go. We've got a lot of things to share, but really it's I'm going to start here in just a second with something simple, but if you're tuning in and you listened to our last episode, some of this is going to be an extension from last week. We promised you that we're going to continue to talk about some of the things that that sort of inspired our current offerings and the work that we're doing right this minute. But let me start by saying that we, because Elizabeth, you confirmed this, right? We both got an email from our great friend, Simon Sinek, this morning.
Yes.
And when I say friend, I mean, I'm on his email list. I get his updates.
It's not personally addressed to us, but that would be nice. And you know, maybe one day.
I mean, if I got I'd probably be pretty stoked if I got a personal.
Yeah, I'd save that one forever. That would get its own folder in my inbox.
Well, I'd reply to it.
Yes. Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Oh, okay. But I might also save it. Yes. No, but so this morning he sent out a simple quote, and I really sat and thought about this one for a bit. He said, "If you believe it, say it." So here's the thought that inspired. It ties back to the work that we're doing, the mission, the direction that we're trying to go, and in that we believe that we truly can help more people better. We've talked about this before, by connecting with and inspiring you to find the direction you should go. But not only do we believe that we can help you find that direction, but we believe we have the tools and the resources in place to help guide you in this process of pursuing regular action in that direction that is going to bring you more meaning to your work, to your life, and all of the things around you as a result, and the way you show up for other people. And that's the whole helping more people better piece is, you know, when you're inspired, when you're doing things that you love, when you're able to spend time intentionally in the places and with the people that you want to spend time with, you know, that changes trajectories for people, and you show up differently for those people that you interact with on a day-to-day basis. I think about going to the grocery store, and, you know, all it takes is a simple smile. I watch these cashiers interacting with other. And by the way, let me just pause there. How do you feel about this whole self-checkout thing?
How do I feel about it?
Yeah.
Well, you know, well, first of all, the line is usually so long that I never feel motivated to stand in the line. But, you know, there's a part of me that I think has kind of always wanted to be a cashier and kind of check out my own items. So it's kind of fun. But really, you know, for me, I find that some of the cashiers at the stores that I frequent regularly, I get to know them and I want to go see my friend. If, you know, if my favorite cashier is working, I want to be in her lane. I want to talk with her. And so, you know, I feel there's something that's maybe a little bit lost in the process in the self-checkout.
And, well, I know there is.
You know, I mean, every now and then, maybe if I've got two items and I'm just in and out and there's no one in line, maybe then. But, you know, I like that human interaction piece of it.
And I've got a car alarm going off in the background on this podcast recording. So
I can't hear it. So
okay. Well, I mean, I hope everybody else can't hear it either, but that's just, you know, that's one of the nuances of doing things the way I've chosen to do them. And, you know, I don't have a committed office space anymore that has a podcast booth, which was a really nice feature of my previous workspace, but I digress. Anyway, I agree. You know, if you go back, and I don't remember where I put it. It was in several of my previous episodes where I've talked about this whole concept of customer service and what that to me is definitely lost in the whole self-checkout piece. But, you know, the reason I ask that is because I have made a conscious effort to stand in those lines. And sometimes it's frustrating. I agree. But I think about the ability to do the work that I want to be doing And just that little bit of interaction for someone mm-hmm. can change their day.
No, definitely.
It can change lots of things for me. So I'm always trying to be courteous and conscious of that from a kindness perspective. And I smile, I greet them with respect as a person who's not a cashier, but as a human mm-hmm. that craves, you know, positive interaction with other people, because I can't imagine the negative interactions that that person might have experienced that day. Mm-hmm. And so I got a little off track from our planned conversation in that mental space for a second with just that simple act mm-hmm. of standing in the line, smiling, you know, I have so many people often say, I'm so sorry, you know, because they've got so many items, or, you know, their kids are not acting, you know, perfect in public. Mm-hmm. They're always so quick to apologize to the people around them, because as a world, we've created this environment where it's not okay anymore to, you know, to have challenges. And I don't like it. So I get in those lines and I just smile, and I'm not in any rush. I intentionally chose to get in that line. And when people say things to me that are off of that train of thought, I let them know in no uncertain terms that it's okay. I'm here. I have, you know, nowhere else to be right this moment, but here in this line mm-hmm. talking to you.
Yeah.
So, and I love that. I love that I get to do that. And I love that I'm reminded when I do things like that of the potential importance of making an impact in someone mm-hmm. else's life.
Absolutely.
Especially coming out of Memorial Day weekend, by the way, you know, that just mm-hmm. thinking about, this is probably a tough topic and I won't spend much time on it, but, you know, I don't know what the numbers are today, but for a long time, you've been probably seeing in social media, you know, 22 a day is the number of veteran suicides that occur. Mm-hmm. And all I think about when it comes to things like that is, one, they're not alone. They mm-hmm. you know, they felt alone because people didn't take time to understand that everyone is fighting some sort of battle in their own head, and we don't know what it looks like. And the way we engage them, the way we show up in that person's life might be the difference today. Mm-hmm. So I think about that, you know, as simple as it is to just smile at someone and greet them with pleasantries, and meaningful, you know, I don't ask questions like, you know, how are you today? Just because I want to be courteous. I do it from a meaningful place. Mm-hmm. And I smile and listen to them when they answer. So,
I think
anyway, that's so good. Completely off track, but we so really good. Do. I mean, I really believe that we can help people that way. And that's not what we're talking about today. Today we're talking more about, you know, helping them by finding that direction for them that's going to bring mm-hmm. more fulfillment, more purpose, more meaning to their work. And then as a result, of course, to the other aspects of their lives, you know, where they spend their time and how they intentionally construct that. That's the conversation we're continuing, because I know, and I believe, as Simon Sinek said, I'm going to say it, we have the resources to help you do that. Now, before we continue on with that piece of the conversation, I am going to talk. So 48 days to the Work and Life You Love seminar. That's what we're talking about. And this isn't meant to be a sales pitch, but I wanted to be clear the direction that we are going. And we're gonna announce a few changes, so stick with us. But we've got a unique offer, some unique changes to how we're approaching this, because we've taken a few moments to reflect on all the things that are occurring, you know, summertime happening. We're closing out this chapter of the craziest year in all of my recollection. You know, there's a lot of moving pieces. And so we've made a couple shifts, and those are all designed hopefully to be impactful and helpful to other people in making a choice that's going to benefit them. But if you are listening to us, if you've listened to last week, you're listening to us this week, and you're looking at your life wondering how this could be possible for you. Maybe, you know, maybe you're questioning whether this is the right path to take. Maybe it's whether or not it's the right investment to make in yourself. And I just have to say that we get that. You know, there's lots of experts or so-called experts out there, lots of courses, and they all claim to have everything you need. And I've been burned before. Maybe you have too. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth, have you?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah.
I know I've bought courses, you know, online courses or attended seminars, and it was just like, mm-hmm. well, that I'll never get that time back.
Or that money back.
Or that money. And all and right. I've attended some events that were not a direct cost to me other than my time and energy and the ability to be present. But while I was in the military, I've been through some trainings. And there are many of them I walked away going, wow, that is time that I will never gain back.
Yeah.
And it was completely wasted because they didn't teach anything. They didn't really offer anything of value. They just got paid by the Army to waste our time. And I don't believe in that, first of all. Mm-hmm. And anybody who's ever engaged, so I lead Eagle's Nest. What we do that? How often is it? Every 2 months or once a quarter?
Once a quarter.
Well, okay, I just know they keep coming up, and I keep volunteering to lead one. And you know, that's a benefit, by the way. The 48 days Eagle's community is mm-hmm. you get the opportunity to engage with people in the community who have a heart for teaching, and I lead one of those nests. In a specific topic, it's around, you know, creating your messaging to connect with your audience. And we've gotten some raving feedback from those Eagle's Nests. And that's why, I guess that's why they continue to ask me to lead them, which is exciting. But I love to teach. I love to engage with people. And I love to see them taking action to apply the things that they've learned. And this past, yeah. we just closed this one out in May. Man, there were some people in there. One of them got recognized with an award the other day for just that, for taking mm-hmm. what was learned, applying it, and then sharing in the community how they've been able to apply those lessons learned. And to me, yeah. that's like the most rewarding thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I want people to hear that from me, and that, you know, that's in my heart. I don't want you to feel like you've walked away and I've wasted your time. That would make me miserable. And so, you know, we did build in a guarantee that, you know, if you feel like we've wasted your time and you've gotten nothing from it, but you've applied the things that we've taught, you still have gained no traction in the direction you're trying to go, I'm going to personally write a check out of my, I got to find my checkbook since I moved, but I'm just going to write a personal check for the exact amount that you've invested. And we'll get back to that investment here in a minute, because I keep getting off track, Elizabeth. Elizabeth is really good at looking at me. We do these over Zoom because she's not here in my local area. I'm not there in her local area, but she looks at me and she's like, Dan, get to the point. I'm just kidding.
I don't think I do that.
No, but she doesn't. I'm just kidding. But she does a really good job of keeping me on track. You, Elizabeth, do a really good job of keeping me on track beyond all of this.
Well, thank you.
So I just wanted to ask, I wanted to pose a couple things. You know, first of all, I can't promise that your life's going to drastically change overnight, right? You know, it takes work. Look at us. We're still working on building this business and working on moving more into the coaching and the productive conversation side of the things that I really enjoy doing and being able to yeah. teach more through those interactions with people. And so, you know, that's really in its infancy. It takes time. It takes hard work. It takes mm-hmm. consistency and showing up. A podcast, great example. It takes mm-hmm. showing up week after week. And
yeah.
we're still trying to put some pieces together so that it's not extremely difficult for us. But mm-hmm. And by difficult, I mean timing and making sure that we have all the moving pieces in order to publish this podcast at the same time every week. But mm-hmm. We're working to get ahead. And that's, you know, just part of the lessons that we're learning is how can we shift this so that we're able to, you know, do this and we're not in a time crunch. Mm-hmm. We're recording on Wednesday morning and we publish this Wednesday night. So mm-hmm. we're trying to not do that. And it just takes some fine tuning and we're working on it. Mm-hmm. But so I can't promise anybody that their life is going to drastically change overnight because they attended this seminar. That's not going to happen. But what if all you gained was the keys to identifying your unique talents, your gifts and abilities, so that you could learn how you can apply them differently and change jobs into something that was simply more rewarding? What if all we were able to do was to show you how to develop a little side business? And what if you move into that 10% of your time spent as an entrepreneur space and you add, you know, another $25,000, $30,000 of income in the next 6 months, 8 months. you know, wouldn't that be worth an investment? I think the answer is simple. I think the answer is yes. Mm-hmm. But I can't speak for everyone. So what's your opinion on that, Elizabeth?
Yeah. Well, I think that finding or creating that work that we love, which is what is so fundamental to the concept of the 48 days community, it's so important. Our work is such a huge factor of our lives. And that's whether, you know, it's, whether it's more for the financial reasons, whether it's more for the feeling like it's personally fulfilling, you're getting to use your gifts and abilities to serve others. It makes me so sad to see that people have such negative views of work and that they're in jobs that they don't like, or that they've created a business that they realize isn't really the direction that they want to go. And I just, you know, with how much I know it brings me joy to be in my business, working on the things that I get to do every day.
Hopefully podcast is one of them.
This is one of them. Yes. You know, I had always hoped that maybe starting a business would be as great of a thing as I hoped it would be. You know, I was like, I hope there's more. I hope there's more to, you know, hope for my life. There's a lot of hope there, but yeah. You know, I kept hoping that maybe it could be real for me. Mm. And to find that it is, I am so pleasantly overjoyed to find that is in fact the case. And now I want everybody to experience this. And whether it's finding that job that's a better fit for you and where you feel like you get to show up and use your gifts and abilities every day to serve people, or whether it's creating that and starting a business that allows you to do that, but also maybe provides that additional flexibility, you know, where you get to kind of manage your own time and your schedule and do that around family or other life commitments. There's just nothing like it for the financial opportunities that it opens up. You know, when you feel like you're in control of your career or your business, you know, there's a lot more possibility for you to be more profitable and to see what that enables for you. But then also to get that joy of showing up, knowing that you're in your sweet spot, you're doing something that, you know, sometimes doesn't even feel like work, right? You know, because you enjoy it so much. And you get to see the way in which it makes a difference in the lives of other people. And I mean, can you imagine anything better than showing up every day, using your skills and abilities, doing something that you love, and knowing that it's making a difference for other people? And by the way, you get paid for it, and it may be the most profitable opportunity for you. Is there anything better?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think that many people might question, you know, well, winning the lottery would be wonderful. And that's a different conversation that I don't want to get into. I say, if that's how you think about it, that's how you feel about it, then I would go tell you to listen to a few episodes of Dave Ramsey talking about what it means to be a part of that entire lottery perception. And I'll end that piece there. But you brought up an interesting perspective before we move on, and that, you know, what is possible? I can't tell you the number of times I've sat here I have two camping chairs because I'm still waiting on a couch, but I sit here in one of my camping chairs. I put the other one in front of me so I can still prop my feet up. That's kind of nice. It's like my own little built-in recliner. And I know they have camping chairs with built-in leg lift reclining things now. And that's okay, because I just don't want to spend the money on one. I have two good, perfectly good camping chairs in my living room. Yeah. Which sounds really weird, by the way, but it's
the moving journey, right?
Yeah. I sit there and I think, man, what is possible? There's just so, you and I have these interesting conversations about all the things we could, should, might be able to do. And we devise these, you know, these plans to start taking action on something, which is, you know, that's the key, by the way, just taking action on something that's going to move you in the direction you're trying to go. You know, and we could easily list out and get overwhelmed with all of the possibilities that we have in front of us. But it's really exciting to think about all of these things that we could do to help people and move into the direction that we want to go as a result. And so that right now, that's kind of why we've focused on this seminar, because that is one thing that we have as a resource to us that we can certainly make available to people that just help get them started in getting them moving in the same direction. Those things, same things we've been talking about now for this podcast has been up for almost a year. you know, even after the shift, it's been, you know, we're getting close to that anyway. This is episode number 40. So I can't help but think about that and how excited that is, or how exciting that is, because that's just one other thing. It's, you know, we're doing things that we love doing. And man, being able to let other people see that, that is a possibility for them, which, by the way, kind of was our big unveiling today. I didn't get there yet, but you know, that's the whole topic of our conversation, is that it is possible, right? The question that comes up is it too late? Is it, you know, we talked about, is it too late last week, but you know, is it even possible? And the answer is yes, it's possible for you. It's possible. I spent a career in the military. Elizabeth, you were in a job that you loved the aspects of the people you worked with, but you didn't like the work. You didn't like that aspect of the limitations that it offered. And I didn't see for a long time that there was another option for me. And I questioned, would it be possible? Was it too late? You know, had I spent too much time and energy, you know, learning the things that I learned in the military, only to figure out how to reapply all of those pieces in a different manner? And the 48-day seminar material, as I prepared to become a facilitator and work within that group in 48 days in order to do that, that's what it helped me see, is that there were more than just black and white options. It was so much more. And, you know, Dan Miller tells a story. It's in The Rudder of the Day, I think. And he talks about this, you know, this girl and her father being approached by a crook salesman. The tale of the two stones, blackened stone and the white stone, right?
Yeah.
And I encourage anybody, I think we can put a link, I think it's on the blog, so we can find that and put a link to that in the podcast. But it's a great story, and it just talks about, there are often more than just one or two options. We just have a hard time seeing them. In fact, I was writing something this morning. I was going to post it on Facebook. I don't think I did yet, but Lee LeFevre talks about this, and we teach this from a marketing perspective, but it's called the curse of knowledge. You know, often we are so close to our own thing from a marketing perspective. We're so close to our own businesses, our own thing, that it's often hard to step back and be able to look at how we can shift those messages to be more appealing, or even more of a language that, you know, more people will easily understand. And I was thinking about that as it pertains to these seminars and this conversation this morning, and that's really, you know, sometimes it's just so hard for us to see beyond our current situation that we only see those options that are right in front of us. You know, I can quit the thing that I'm in now that's providing for my family, or, you know, contributing to my family's overall income, whatever it looks like, or, you know, I can stay there and, you know, just accept defeat. And there's more than that out there.
Yeah.
And that's what, if I can help one person find that for themselves, that's extremely exciting. I keep getting off track. Wow.
So good then.
So yeah, what if those are the things that you can? So Dan Miller, he talks about, you know, they encourage people to invest, you know, around 5% of their income into themselves. In marketing, we teach, when I was working to build an agency and then had some realizations that that's not really what I wanted to do. But when I was working to build an agency, that's one of the things we would teach, you know, 10% of your budget contributed to your marketing efforts. And I think it aligns well with what I'm about to say, but they encourage people to spend 5% of their income investing in themselves. And he says that he's never experienced any other financial model out there ever with a more predictable 10x return than investing in himself. And you know, the same principle applies from a marketing perspective. You know, any business that is going to invest that 10% of their income back into their marketing can predict a reasonably good return as a result. If you can invest 5% of your income in yourself, you can change your outcome. You can change your trajectory. And we're not going to ask you to invest 5% of your income in yourself. So if you invest in yourself, you follow the guidance and the steps outlined in the 48-day seminar, those are some of the things we talked about. Those are the things that could be possible for you. It takes making a deliberate decision to invest in yourself, and then it takes taking action to improve your existing situation and help you to explore the real possibility that there is still more out there for you than what you see right in front of you, mm-hmm. that you are not trapped where you are right now.
Yeah.
That's my message for today is, you know, what are you going to do with that information? What are you going to decide? What are you going to take action on? Excuse me.
Well, I think about all the time that we invest into work over the course of a career. It's such a huge amount of time in our weeks, in our years. I think it's so important that we just consider that possibility. I think we owe it to ourselves to explore whether or not there's more for us, even just to go and look into that further. Even if you're not 100% sure if there's more, but there's something in you that hopes, it's worth exploring that. Because what if there is that more? And exactly what you're saying, we believe that there is more because we're living in that more. And that's exactly what we want for everyone. And I also think the other thing that's so key about what you just said here is that you use the word investment. And I love that because when I think about investing like into my retirement plan or whatever it is at work that I had, and I don't know, I'm not really very well versed in the specifics of what it is, but the money that I invest into that, I don't expect that it's going to give me anything necessarily right away, but I know that it's doing something because I see it in the statements that they've sent to me and I see, oh, okay, this is growing. There's an impact here. Whereas if I'm going to go spend money on some kind of a purchase, you know, you use it and then you get that item. And so let's say it was like a car, for instance, you know, like we know that depreciates and it's not going to last me forever. And eventually it's going to get old and wear out and I'm going to need a new car. Right. And I'm dealing with that right now because my beloved car of like, I don't know, 10 years or so that I bought used is got a transmission that will go at any point in time. So I'm making it last, but I'll be looking for another new to me car in the near future. And so, you know, that it's an expense, but when you have that investment, it's not just money that, you know, you may feel like, oh, I'm writing this check. That's hard. But the thing is that it comes back to you so much more. It's an investment that you will reap from, that there will be benefits from. And I think it's important to think about it from that perspective, because it can feel hard to spend that money on ourselves sometimes.
Yeah.
But if that brings back those positive results to you, that return on investment that you mentioned, is that not so worth it?
Even if it's a small, you know, it's again, those small, they're definitely not insignificant. That was going to be the wrong word coming out of my mouth. But if it's as small as you shift your work that you're in now to something that at least brings, you know, a little bit more reward to your day, that gets you a little bit more excited to get up and go do that thing. Mm-hmm. Now, even if that's all you took away from it, that's worth, to me, that's worth an investment in myself.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want you to stop there. Our goal is not to just give you the tools to make a slight shift. We want mm-hmm. to walk you through truly finding those things that are going to bring meaning to your work, meaning to your life, improve your financial outlook, you know, all of the pieces that come with what we traditionally think about work, mm-hmm. All of those pieces that might even be scaring you from making those changes, because those are all part of what we walk through in the seminar materials. Those are all questions we get, but those are all things that we work through together, that we address. And it starts, you know, with deciding to take action to change mm-hmm. or improve your current position, your current situation, your current work life. I'm not a fan of the work-life balance terminology, but that's what we're working to improve is, you know, bringing more balance into those pieces of your life
mm-hmm.
and making it feel better to do those things.
Yeah.
And that's, that all those pieces are worth the investment. Mm-hmm. It was worth me taking the time to figure out where I was going. It was worth me taking the time necessary to fail a few times in finding that direction and finally stumbling across the materials that helped me realize mm-hmm. some of those things and really helped me to examine, you know, the work I do is great. You know, I support marketing folks through technical activities, helping them connect all the pieces. Mm-hmm. And I enjoy that. I love problem solving, but that's not, I started to really look after going through the seminar materials. I started to really look at all of the things that brought me the most joy. And really, I had to look at just having conversations with those people I support from a strategic perspective and helping them think through next steps in their business and, and some of the things they were doing. That's what really got me excited. And I was like, okay, I'm going to keep supporting you because we can keep having these conversations. And I love that. So, you know, that for me, but it took me, you know, it took me a bit of time to get in the right mindset. You and I had a conversation before we hit record today. Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw you under the bus real quick because it's important to bring up, and not in a bad way, but we talked about, you know, this whole mindset piece around what it looks like to start a business. And in like you, I bootstrapped everything. Mm-hmm. I spent a lot of time and energy trying to figure it out and essentially trying to figure it out all by my lonesome. Right. You're in a different position. So you're bootstrapping some things, and but you have an entire community of support around you. When I was doing it, I didn't have that community either. So it was me bootstrapping, trying to figure it out piece by piece, you know, and not spending the money to invest in myself. And then it wasn't until I spent the time and the money investing in myself that things started to really change for me. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm part of Ray Edwards' mastermind, and you know, that's an uncomfortable investment for me, but it has brought about some significant shifts in the way we're doing business and the way we're able to help people. And there's value in that by itself. Yeah. But, you know, just that support and the ability to, you know, have a community of people who can contribute to the things that we're doing in a strategic and mindful way. And even if it's, you know, encouragement. And so, you know, sometimes that's what it really comes down to, is helping me break some, you know, or throw out some broken soundtracks, you know, as Johnny Cuff likes to say. So, you know, changing those soundtracks and those pieces are all important. But I think we're coming up on our time today. And I want to close out by just talking a little bit. I promised we're going to come back. We're going to tell you about some changes. The first one is we decided to shift the start date of these seminars. So we're not going to be starting them in June. We wanted to give some people some summertime, you know, again, going back to all of the recent events for the past year, all of the changes. There are people that are getting back out into the world and schools getting ready to let out or has already let out. So we know that this family time is important. So we looked at that. We're going to start the 22nd of July. And again, this is just a brief reminder. It's 6 weeks together. We'll meet once a week for the purpose of working through the seminar materials, but we'll also meet a second time each week to provide additional support, guidance, you know, a little bit of one-on-one time or group coaching type of opportunities for you. So it's not just once a week and you get some videos thrown at you and then we say, okay, have a great one, go apply this. That's not, we want to be there to support you as you work through applying each of the pieces that you're learning. The second thing is we looked at the pricing, and we have, you know, we've gone back and forth on this quite a bit. The price was $997 and we're reducing that to $497. It's not a discount because I still think it's an investment, but I want it to be accessible to the people that really need this right now. With the last year's events, again, there's so many people that are, you know, up in the air with regards to finances, and they really need this encouragement and support so that they make good choices as they look at what the next thing is for them. And there's a lot of people right now. 51%, I think, is what Fast Company said in an article back in February. It's 51% of people are considering that shift or change in the work that they were doing or are doing this year.
Yeah.
So $497 is the price of the workshop. And then 22nd of July, we're going to start. But I want to make this like a no-brainer for people, because I know what it's like to start something and to start moving into something, especially when it comes to creating that work. And again, maybe it's just as a 10% entrepreneur, whatever it looks like. You don't have to be full-time in this thing. You know, you still do the things that you want to do, and maybe you want to spend more time at home with your kids, but you still want to be able to bring in some additional income for that next vacation opportunity, whatever mm-hmm. it might look like. But
yeah,
we wanted to make sure we included some additional support options. So I mentioned before, we have a mastermind. The price was $79 a month because we were kicking that off. That was for our founding members. And I mentioned it was going to change June 1st. As we're recording this, it's June 2nd. And I'm true to my word that the price has changed. The price has gone up to $197 a month. But for anybody that attends these seminars, again, we want to be able to provide you support just beyond the seminars. And so we're going to make that available to you at $97 a month for the first 6 months of your time with us beyond the seminars. So while you're in the seminar, you'll be included in those mastermind meetings as an additional opportunity to discuss the things you're working on. Mm-hmm. And that's what I have to say about that. Do you have anything you'd like to contribute, Elizabeth?
I just think
way too much today.
You know, thinking about the challenges that we faced over the last year and just how I think, you know, at least for me, I can speak to, you know, that I think it's easy to get caught up in our sense of the status quo and the normal and the way that our daily lives look. And when you have something that shifts your life so dramatically in the way that things did as a result of all the things that have we faced over the last year, you know, that extra time at home and more time to be with family and more time to reflect and changes to the way that, I mean, a lot of people going to work from home models, at least temporarily, if not, you know, even companies changing now to doing that permanently, you know, that it's changed our day-to-day lives so much. And when something like that happens, we get to decide as we're moving into this new normal, as they're calling it, and we get to decide what our lives look like. This is, in my mind, the perfect time to be considering making that kind of a transition, to decide, you know, as the world reopens, as we start to go back to whatever this new normal might look like, who do we want to be? Mm. What do we want our lives to be like? And what are the things that we really want to be investing into? Like, for example, work that you love. And if, you know, in my mind, this is the perfect time to consider that, and not even just limited to work. I'd say that as a general thing, it's something I'm challenging myself on as well as, you know, who do I want to be as a person and my friendships and the way that I volunteer for things and in all the different aspects of my life. I'm challenging myself to think about that. But certainly I think that includes work. And, you know, so I think this is the perfect time to think about who do we want to be and take intentional action towards that.
I love that. And that goes back to the exercise that we talked about from the Copy Academy Live event we attended with Ray and Leslie and those folks. And, you know, that exercise of defining what you want your life to look like, including your work, but what you want your life to be like 3 years from now. What does that look like? And then looking at the things that need to change or shift or grow in order to help you achieve that over the next 3 years. And so that's a wonderful way to close this episode out, Elizabeth. You're going to have to take this podcast over, I suppose. All right. So, hey, look, if you found this impactful, I think the best way we can ask you to help us is simply sharing this with someone in your life. You can always, of course, send us ideas or topics you'd like to hear about. You can sign up on any of our podcast pages, progrowthva.com/podcast, or send us an email. And that's also, by the way, right now, how you inquire about our seminar materials. Send us an email at support@progrowthva.com. And we always check those emails and we'll always reply to you. We'll work hard to answer your questions. Or maybe you've got some content ideas or questions that you'd like to hear us answer on this podcast. And we'd love to do that for you, whether it's about the seminars, whether it's about creating work or life that, you know, that's more meaningful for you. We will delve into those conversations with without hesitancy. So definitely send that stuff to us. And then, as always, we want to thank you for joining us today and welcome you to join us next time so that we can continue together to help more people better.